One of the hardest drum beats to do in all of rock. It's so off time. The FDA announcing today it had decided to revoke Red 3's authorization to be added to foods over concerns about how the food coloring is linked to cancer in lab animals. FDA officials have telegraphed the decision for months. While the agency has long said it did not think evidence of Red 3 causing cancer applied to humans, officials say their hand was forced by a law that requires the agency to pull additives that are cancerous in animals.
This has been a long ongoing fight for the granola people out there, which is the term given to people who are worried about things like this.
Oh, Sam. No.
There are an entire number of these dyes and additives that are put into food in the United States that are have long been illegal in places like Europe because they have hundreds of studies backing the negative impacts of these specific
additives. That's what I was gonna say. This has been banned in Australia, Japan,
correct,
almost all of the countries over in Europe long ago said, this is a carcinogen, we're going to ban this. And then I read this morning that it has taken decades to get this banned here. A lot of candy, by the way.
It's used in candy corn.
A lot of Valentine's Day candy.
But there's no red in candy corn. You remember that one?
Shut up, Scott.
But it's
what
not,
do they need the red for?
It's not red.
By the way, it can't be that dangerous. Companies are going to have up to 3 years to reformulate their products.
Yeah. It's also used in double bubble gum.
It's 2,000 different products.
Pillsbury's birthday cake cookie dough. Strawberry low-fat milk.
Brock's iconic conversation hearts.
They use Red 3.
Mm-hmm. Pez. And my favorite as a child, Ring Pops. Oh, God, those were good. Do you remember the Ring Pops?
I do. I do indeed.
Oh.
Would you care to guess the most trusted profession in America when it comes to honesty and ethics?
Physician.
The most trusted. Close. They're fifth.
Okay. Teacher?
Number two.
Okay.
Nurses?
Number one.
Bingo.
Military officers, number three. Pharmacists, number four. Medical doctors, number five. Would you care to guess, and we've already guessed one, the least trusted based on honesty and ethics in America, car salesperson is fifth from the bottom.
Is used car salesperson a separate category?
No, it is not, okay. Sam.
Lawyer has got to be in the bottom.
Lawyer is not. It is in the top nine, but not in the top five from the bottom.
Politician has to be on there.
Number two from the bottom with an 8% very high trust rating. 68%.
That 8%, they're all family members.
No, they're all politicians. What do you mean?
Yeah, right? 68%, no way in hell do I trust them on honesty or ethics. Come on, guys. I'll give you another one. You won't get this one. Number four is advertising practitioners.
Ad agency folks?
Yeah, they're fourth from the bottom.
I know you're going to say media is on there.
TV reporters, number three from the bottom. They specify TV because newspaper reporters are much higher.
And radio reporters tell the truth. No.
Thank you.
The profession that Americans trust the least, lobbyists.
I was going to say that, but I thought that was going to fall under politicians.
Well, it's not politicians. Those are people who lobby politicians. Yeah.
Are lobbyists the reason we have still been ingesting red dye number three
probably
all of these years?
That is true. And red dye 40, which is still legal.
It looks like also maraschino cherries. So think really red. Like remember the red Fanta soda we used to drink when we were kids? Like think cherry red food flavoring in a lot of candy and sodas.
In Europe, that is the only thing you're allowed to use red 3 for.
Sodas?
No, the cherries.
The cherries. Maraschino cherries.
Yep.
Can I ask a dumb question? If they did not put that fabulous red goo in there to make
them
red.
Would it taste as good?
A, would it taste as good? And B, what color would the cherries be? You know, cherries in nature are a dark, dark, almost plum color. You know, you get them out of a jar to put in a Shirley Temple, they're like shockingly
red.
Ronald McDonald hair red.
Almost fluorescent. That is the issue of mass producing food, is when you hurry the growing process through GMOs, whatever, you lose that natural rich color. So the cherries that you're getting in a maraschino cherry jar are not the ones that grew on the tree out back. Those were on a farm, sped along, and they come with a more pale color. Same thing with meat. Certain meats that we buy at the supermarket have dyes in them to turn them the color
hamburger.
We expect them to be.
Hamburger is red.
Yeah.
I need to point something out. I was wrong. Nurse is not the most trusted profession in America regarding honesty and ethics. From the text line, it's nurse.
I was about to say that, too. Especially the nurse anesthetist.
Nurse anesthetist.
They're way up there.
Oh, yeah. And if they say their own profession, they are a nurse anesthetist, you trust them even more.
Way up there.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.